The number increased to 1.5 million during 2009, mainly because of the insecurity and the fighting that has been in Mogadishu that started in May and that displaced over a quarter of a million people since May up to date.
We had word earlier that the number of displaced people from Mogadishu had slowed down a bit.
Yeah, it's true. We had a very high rate of displacement during May and June, and the rate decreased during July and August. But still, the numbers are quite high because since the 1st of July, basically in the last couple of months, we had 95,000 people who got displaced from their homes, and out of these, 77,000 were displaced from Mogadishu. So I would say, yes, the rate decreased and less people are fleeing, but in a way, it's also because there are very few people now left in Mogadishu, it's sad to say, but the majority of the population already fled.
Where are they going?
The majority of the people fleeing Mogadishu are now settled in an area called Afgoye, which is 30 kilometers from the capital, Mogadishu, and it's home at the moment to 524,000 internally displaced people. And the condition of the displaced people in the settlements in Afgoye corridor is terrible. It's appalling. And one of the main reasons is that the humanitarian agencies are finding it very difficult to reach out to these people, to access them because of the insecurity. So consequently, people don't have access to the basic services. Basically, they don't have clean water. There are very few medical facilities functioning. There is lack of sanitation, enough latrines. Basically, they need everything.
Why do they keep going to the Afgoye corridor? Hasn't news spread that conditions there are terrible?
Yes, people have information of the bad conditions there are in the Afgoye corridor, but many people don't have the money and the opportunity to flee to further places. We are seeing that some people are even displaced from their home in Mogadishu, but they are settling in other areas of the capital city which are relatively safer. These are the most desperate people who can't get money to pay their transport up to the international border with Kenya. So basically that's the main reason they settle in Afgoye, because they don't have the possibility and the money to flee any further.
Are the Somalis trying to cross the border into other countries? You had mentioned Kenya. Are they trying to get into Kenya and Ethiopia and other countries?
Yes, we are seeing more and more that the Somalis fleeing from Mogadishu are trying to cross international borders and find refuge in Kenya mainly, but also high number into Yemen and Ethiopia.
Now, to get into Yemen, they're generally hiring the smugglers' boats to try to get across the Gulf of Aden. Is that correct?
That's correct. Ethiopians and Somalis from Somalia try to hire smugglers' boats and go into Yemen. Now the rate is increasing from Somalia because every year around the month of Ramadan, the rate of people trying to cross into Yemen increases. And now we have already over 38,000 people who crossed into Yemen since the beginning of the year.
Now, many of the Somalis who managed to get into Kenya are brought to the Dadaab refugee complex. What are conditions like there at the moment?
The conditions are quite worrying, and the main reason for it is that there is not enough land where the new arrivals can settle. So Dadaab is a camp that was designed to host a few thousand people and is now home to almost 300,000 refugees. So all the basic facilities are not enough to serve such a high population. And the new arrivals, because they don't receive land, they are mainly being hosted by other Somali families who are residing in Dadaab. So the UN Refugee Agency doesn't have a proper registration system of them that allows to give help.